I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. A judge in northern Wisconsin has ruled that bars, restaurants, and other indoor places must limit their operations to 25% capacity in order to stop a recent surge in coronavirus cases. Democratic Governor Tony Evers issued the order earlier this month. The Wisconsin Tavern League sued to overturn it. At a virtual court hearing on Monday, Tavern League attorney Josh Johanningmeyer argued that many businesses have gone under during the pandemic. He said the order would result in more closures.
Look at Flambeau Forest Inn, for example. My client's supper club could safely hold about 60 dining customers before the pandemic. They were able to reduce the seating into the 40s in order to space things out, enhance their cleaning protocols, etc. The imposition of Emergency Order 3 would cut their dining capacity by order to 5 or 6 customers at a time.
Some municipalities had allowed businesses to open to 50% capacity this past summer if they met local health standards. Wisconsin Assistant Attorney General Colin Hector argued that the order to cut back to 25% is necessary. He called the rising number of new coronavirus cases in the state terrifying. 3,000 were recorded on several consecutive days last week. Then on Friday, the caseload topped 4,000.
Wisconsin is in frankly, in a terrible place when it comes to COVID-19 right now. On average, we have 19 reported deaths a day from COVID-19. It is difficult, if not impossible, to imagine another natural disaster like a fire or flood rampaging across the state, killing almost 20 people a day. And if that were the case, no one would blink an eye at the fire department completely evacuating large areas of the state that are threatened by that kind of natural disaster.
The hearing lasted about 90 minutes. Barron County Judge James Babler ruled that the Tavern League couldn't prove that more businesses would close under the restrictions. Attorneys for the Tavern League say they'll appeal. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.